What are the absolute limits of human physical achievement? How fast can we possibly run? How high can we jump? These questions have fascinated us since the dawn of athletic competition. While we celebrate each new world record, there's a theoretical ceiling to what the human body can achieve, a perfection point where biology, physics, and human potential converge. This isn't about what we can do today, but what humans will never surpass, no matter how advanced training methods become or how genetically gifted future athletes might be. The quest to define these ultimate boundaries requires us to understand not just the mechanics of movement, but the complex interplay between muscle fiber composition, biomechanics, leverage, and even the psychological barriers that often prove more limiting than physical ones. When we analyze these factors scientifically, we discover that human capability has definite, if astonishing, limits. Imagine witnessing a human run 100 meters in under 9 seconds. From Don Lippincott's 10.6-second record in 1912 to Usain Bolt's 9.58, we've continuously pushed speed's boundaries. A sprint consists of 4 phases with improvement potential: reaction time, block clearance, acceleration, and maintenance. Bolt's reaction time in his record run was surprisingly slow at 0.165 seconds, well above the Olympic minimum of 0.10 seconds achieved by John Drummond in 1993. This improvement alone would have given Bolt a 9.62. At speeds over 25 miles per hour, sprinters face 4 times more air resistance than marathoners at 13 miles per hour. Environmental factors matter. Each meter per second of tailwind reduces time by approximately 0.05 seconds, while higher altitudes offer advantages through reduced air density. Science suggests a theoretical limit of 9.01 seconds based on optimal muscle fiber composition, perfect biomechanics, and ideal body proportions. Yet history shows human ingenuity often breaks barriers. The likely perfection point is 8.99 seconds, with the runner reaching 29.4 miles per hour, the absolute fastest a human will ever run. How much do you bench has become the universal standard for measuring brute strength. Unlike technique-heavy Olympic lifts or stunts like towing boats, the bench press offers a pure measure of power. You either lift the weight or you don't. Modern powerlifting equipment skews strength records. Lifting shirts can boost performance by up to 41%, as demonstrated by Scott Mendelson's 715-pound raw bench versus his 1,008-pound shirted lift. For true perfection calculations, only raw strength counts. The most impressive pound-for-pound performance belongs to Andrei Stanisek, who at just 111 pounds benched 391 pounds, 3.5 times his body weight. Many believe records remain below potential because talented strength athletes pursue more lucrative sports. The perfect bench presser would stand about 5'10", weigh close to 400 pounds, with a long torso, short 68-inch arm span, 76.4-inch chest, and 33-inch arms. With 84% fast-twitch muscle fibers and optimal grip, such an athlete could theoretically bench press 921 pounds, nearly a Ford F-150's rated cargo capacity. In swimming, efficiency trumps power. Olympic swimming finalists generate 16% less power than non-qualifiers, proving technique matters more than strength and water. Alexander Popov exemplified this under coach Gennady Turetsky, who prioritized perfect form over high-volume training and reduced intensity at the first sign of technical deterioration. Popov's greatness came from making world record sprinting look effortless while maintaining perfect streamlined position. Physics establishes fascinating limits for swimmers. Using terminal velocity equations, similar to skydiver calculations, researchers determined an ideally built swimmer generating 500 watts could theoretically reach 4.26 meters per second. However, human physiology allows only about 20% of 100 watts to convert into forward propulsion, creating an absolute speed limit of 3.8 meters per second. This translates to a theoretical perfect 50-meter freestyle time of 18.15 seconds, significantly faster than Cesar Cielo's world record of 20.91 seconds. Breaking the 20-second threshold would require a fundamental breakthrough in swimming technique or human biomechanics, despite advances in training and nutrition. The perfect drive combines power, leverage, flexibility, and technique. Optimal muscle conditioning could add 14%, 58 yards, to current records, while 8 additional inches of height would contribute another 8%, 33 yards, through natural leverage advantage. Flexibility creates longer swing arcs. John Daly's exceptional flexibility provides approximately 70 degrees more backswing than typical golfers, adding 4%, 17 yards. Even elite drivers sacrifice about 4% of potential distance through imperfect technique. Together, these factors would enable a theoretical maximum drive of 543 yards, enough to reach Augusta's 15th green in one shot. Despite fears about technology rendering courses obsolete, equipment improvements have minimal impact on amateur scores. Curiously, the longest hitters rarely dominate professional golf. Their average PGA Tour money list ranking dropped from 64th in the 1980s to 103rd by 2004. Though driving accuracy has become less critical in modern golf, pure skill, especially in the short game, remains the primary determinant of professional success. Michael Jordan's apparent hanging in midair is merely an optical illusion. While a player's center of gravity follows a fixed parabolic arc, the perception of hang time comes from body manipulation during flight. To dunk effectively on a standard 10-foot basket, players need to reach about 10'6" with their fingertips. Standing reach typically equals 1.36 times a person's height. Elite dunkers demonstrate remarkable abilities. Dwight Howard, 6'11" with 40-inch vertical, has placed stickers 12 feet 6 high, while Kadur Ziani, at just 5'10" with a 60-inch vertical leap, could theoretically touch 13 feet. Vertical leap technique is crucial. Arm swing generates upward momentum, and basketball shoes add height compared to jumping barefoot. Researchers determined the dunking perfection point would be a 7'2" athlete with a 51-inch vertical leap, enabling dunks at 14'5" high, high enough to dunk through the shot clock. However, basketball wouldn't improve with teams full of extremely tall leapers. Defense remains essential, and additional height offers diminishing returns after comfortable dunking ability. Raising the basket to 11 feet would decrease scoring and restore the dunk's excitement by making it rarer and more valuable. Are absolute perfection points achievable? Bob Beamon's 1968 perfect jump of 29 feet 2.5 inches seemed unbeatable until Mike Powell surpassed it 23 years later. This pattern repeats across sports, suggesting no record is truly untouchable. While physical limits exist, mental factors push performance beyond expected boundaries. Elite athletes share hard work, physical gifts, and hunger, yet the mental edge, maintaining focus under pressure, visualizing success, managing anxiety, and sustaining motivation, often determines winners. Athletic records follow an asymptotic curve, approaching theoretical limits without reaching them. Early records fall dramatically, but improvements gradually diminish. Jim Hines broke the 10-second barrier in 1968 with 9.95 seconds. 40 years later, Usain Bolt improved this by just 0.37 seconds despite advances in training and technology. Defining perfection points gives athletes targets and breaks psychological barriers. After Roger Bannister broke the impossible 4-minute mile in 1954, 16 others achieved it within 3 years. Records will continue falling as we approach perfection, not by redefining possibility, but by inching closer to true human limits.